Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Fear is an emotional state that occurs when we expect harm or something we dislike from something or someone. We fear illness, for example, or walking on a dangerous cliff because of the harm that these can cause. This state leads us to take precaution and prevents us from approaching danger. If such a fear stems from an imaginary and wrong understanding, that this fear is not a constructive feeling since it prevents from potentially achieving something positive. But if this fear stems from something real, then it acts as a guardian, saving us from possible harm. Sometimes we're scared of walking on the journey of truth and sacrificing for Allah in various daily circumstances, thinking that this will cause us harm, such as poverty or less comfort or less fame, but we should know that this fear is from shaytan. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ. He brings about this fear for something that's not really there. And hence Allah instructs us, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ. Don't fear them. Rather, وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And fear me, Allah, if you are believers. The fear of Allah has many levels, one of which is to realize the greatness of Allah and His power over me in relation to what I have said and done in my life. When I think about my action, who was watching me do them, and what consequences Allah has established for these actions, then a fear is formed in my heart. This same fear is what will save me from walking on that dangerous path of sin and disobedience. Those who don't recognize the truth, لا يخافون الآخرة, they don't fear the hereafter or the true result of their actions, and as such are careless of what they do. However, those who understand that an eternal life awaits us, and how pleasant or painful this eternal life will be depends on my understanding, faith, and actions. This fear that is created is a great protector for us. The fear of Allah has higher levels too, which inshallah we can think about it until tomorrow.